From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, August 30th. I'm Sarah Reich. A new school year has just gotten underway, and students at some local schools will have a chance to learn from a panel of Native American cultural educators in an ongoing effort to fill out the understanding of California's history and the expertise of local Native people. Angela James, vice chair for the Pinoleville Pomo Nation, remembers how she encountered a historical curriculum that did not include a Native perspective.
My children were in third and fourth grade, and in fourth grade, we were at a science family night, and they had a presentation of an upcoming event, and it was the Gold Rush Days. That stopped me in my tracks at the gathering that night, and I was like, what? And then that following Monday, I called the principal and was asking more about that event. And of course, I asked him, you know, if all of the history would be included, and he said no. So At that time, I just let him know my children wouldn't be participating until they were ready to tell the full history, you know, of our Native people and gold, and, you know, a lot of things happened behind that. What he responded to me was, well, I think that'll be a little too graphic for fourth graders. And I was like, well, that's the truth. You know, that's the true history that happened here. And my kids did not participate in it. And I think from that point on was a big push for me to get the real history into our schools.
Zhao Cho is the project director for the Pomo Youth College and Career Success Project. She started working for Pinoleville in 2015. Right away, she started trying to get a grant from the U.S. Department of Education to try and improve outcomes for Native students.
There's not much cultural education going on in the school, and the kids' parents are kind of telling us that they don't feel much connection with the school district. So we figure this will be a good opportunity to look for some grant funding to provide some additional service for the Native students. So UUSD has roughly, at that time we wrote the grant, about 563 students, Native. That's about 7 to 8% of the student population. So we get Arbor to be our partner, UUSD to be our partner, and we approach tribes in this area, whomever is willing to be our partner, we invite them in, because cultural education is something that we all want to do. So Redwood Valley, Rancheria, Coyote Valley, UKO, of course Pinoleville, Potter Valley join us. So it's like a multi-tribe and, you know, agency kind of a partnership. For the mentoring, we want to reach 15 pairs. For grades and graduation, we want to increase them by 2% every year. And then for college counseling, career counseling, we want to be able to reach 30 per year. Those are individual one-on-one sessions. And then for the school district, we want to be able to reach 10% of the teachers a year so they can learn something about the local history.
So we have the Native American Head Start program, and we have 60 enrolled students in that program, and they're immersed in their culture, their language, their songs and dance every single day in that program. And so when they leave that program and they start at a new school that doesn't have that everyday cultural part to the program, and now they're like, whoa, what just happened? Where are my songs? Where, you know? And so I had spoke to Cho about that, and spoke to some of the administration at the schools, and also through the Title VI program, Native American Parent Program Committee. So we came up with that idea of that panel, and it was really neat because it really just took off. And so the beginning of this school year, I want to meet again and make sure that we still have that going forward, going so strong. And one thing that I wanted to share, so after the cultural educators were going into the classrooms, it had been a couple months, I would say. Well, we were invited to share a dance at Calpella Elementary School, and so we did. We went, and the dance group danced, and all of the kids were there. It was outside. Everybody was sitting in a circle, and the whole school. And so as the kids were dancing, they were done and they were, you know, leaving the circle. It was so neat to hear, like, the little kids were saying Yahweh in our language. That means thank you. And the students of Cal Poly were saying that. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And I was trying to record it on my phone, but I was like, that's really awesome, because one of our cultural educators, Erica Carson, she was sharing the language in the school. And so the kids just absorbed it. That afternoon, they had a gift for her too. Each one of them had written in this little booklet about what their favorite Pomo word was. So it could have been an animal, it could have been a plant, it could have been anything that was their favorite. And they presented that to her. So that was really, really nice. And it was really great to see that afternoon, because there's so much behind language and everything that happened to our native people before, you know, speaking the language. You know, they were beat for that. They couldn't speak their language. And so now in this day and age, it's just awesome and heartwarming to see that and see how strong that could come back.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.